USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A Democratic presidential candidate joins protests in Puerto Rico. USA Radio's Rick Vincent has more.
Hawaii Democratic Congresswoman and presidential candidate Tulsi Gabbard went to Puerto Rico to join the thousands of protesters demanding that their governor, Ricardo Rosselló, step down.
He's a symbol of the kind of corruption that exists across his administration. They've been dealing with so much millions of dollars being taken out of funds that are meant to go directly to the people, struggles through Hurricane Maria and so forth. They're saying enough is enough.
Gabbard is calling for the governor to resign. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Six former players were inducted into the Major League Hall of Fame today. Two starters, Mike Mussina and Roy Halladay, two relief pitchers, Mariano Rivera and Lee Smith, and two designated hitters, Edgar Martinez of Seattle and Harold Baines, who spent his career with Chicago and Baltimore. This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in, and like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Believe it or not, an entire nation gets hacked. Here's the story from USA's Chris Barnes.
The major data hack affecting practically every taxpayer in the Eastern European nation of Bulgaria. A few days ago, tax records and other personal data belonging to over 5 million Bulgarians was published online. The private information had been taken from the government's National Revenue Agency database. The origin of the attack remains under investigation. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
8 people were injured when lightning struck in Clearwater Beach, Florida this afternoon. One of the victims, a male in his 40s, was struck directly and suffered cardiac arrest. He is currently in critical condition. 5 of the 8 were taken to area hospitals. 3 others refused treatment. All of those affected were in the beach area at the time of the strike. And Clearwater Fire and Rescue reminds people that when you hear the roar, go indoors. Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There's been another major food recall in the United States. With that story, here's Wendy King.
More than 20 people in 7 states have gotten sick with E. coli, and the CDC's Colin Basler says ground bison is to blame.
At this point in time, it's only ground bison products. So people are eating bison burgers in restaurants, but we had some people who reported purchasing ground bison at grocery stores.
He says nearly 50% of the people who have gotten sick ended up in the hospital. The ground bison was from Canada and was distributed across the United States. Consumers should check their freezer to see if they have any of the recalled bison, and if you order bison at a restaurant, make sure it's not rare and thoroughly cooked. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Subaru has discovered a defect so severe that it's planning to buy back a number of legacy sedans and Outback SUVs that have already landed in owners' driveways. Faulty welds in the car could not only lead to an accident, according to the automaker, but increase the risk of injuries to vehicle occupants if one occurs. The plan is to recall and check out about 2,100 cars for the defect, of which 200 are expected to need repairs immediately. About 20 of those cars are in the hands of consumers, and the rest have yet to be delivered. The announcement is rare for Subaru, but not unique at a time when automotive recalls have been running at or near record levels. A year ago, Subaru had to make a similar move when it discovered welding defects on 243 of the then-new Ascent SUVs. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.